Good morning. So the topic of today's share is a fascinating question that you hear sometimes brought up around the table, and that is whether or not we can impeach the president. And we are strictly going to talk about the halacha aspect of the shaila. If the president were to be a Jew, api halacha, are we able to impeach the president? So that's the question. And it's all based on a halacha that appears in the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim based on a drasha that we find in the Sifri. The Sifri darshins that when it comes to appointing a king over Klal Yisrael, the halacha is that the kingship passes Beirusha. Once a person is appointed to be a king, he maintains that position eternally, and after he dies, it passes to his descendants, Beirusha, forever. That is the halacha that the Rambam brings down, and the Rambam then extends this halacha. And the Rambam says that this applies to all positions of power in Klal Yisrael, to all positions of Srora. We have this rule that it goes Beirusha, that the descendant inherits the position that he gets from his parent. So that's the halacha, and ostensibly this would apply not just to the position of Malchus, but would apply as well to a position of Rabbanus, or some other position of power that exists in Klal Yisrael. Now, the question is twofold. Number one, what happens after the term expires? Can the shul, let's say, move on from the present Rav and now hire a new Rav because this person's contract is over? That's the first aspect of the question that we will address. And the second aspect is what to do if the melech or the Rav or the person in power commits some violation while in power. On what grounds can we remove him from his position? On what grounds can we impeach him? On what grounds does the congregation, does the tzibur, does the community have the right to remove the person from his position of power? So there's actually a fascinating machlekes between the Chasam Sofer and Shlomo Kluger regarding a contract that expires when it comes to the position of Rabbonus. If let's say you have a Rav that has been appointed for, let's say, a three-year term, his position then comes to the end of its contract, and you want to know, can you move on from this person and hire a different Rav in his stead? So says the Chasam Sofer, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to remove him and hire someone else, even though his contract expired. Why, says the Chasam Sofer? Because we interpret it as a one-way contract. We assume that when they sign a three-year contract, they mean that after 3 years, he could find a different position and he could move away from the congregation, but that doesn't mean that the congregation could remove him. The congregation has no right to move on from him. We interpret it as a one-way contract that he has the right to move on from the congregation and they don't have the right to remove him from power. That's the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. Reb Shlomo Kluger disagrees. And Reb Shlomo Kluger says that no, it's a two-way contract. Just like he could move on from this position after the contract expires, so too the congregation could as well choose a different Rav at that point. However, says Reb Avadya Yosef, it's very logical to assume that even the Chasam Sofer agrees that in our times, perhaps the halacha would be different. Because the Chasam Sofer is working with the premise that this was the intent when the two parties got together and put together this contract. However, if in fact the minhag ha'olam is that the way they structure a deal is by making a two-way contract, and the assumption of both parties is when entering this deal that after the contract expires, each party has the right to move on and hire someone else or have the Rav move on to a different position, in that case, both the Rav and the congregation can, in fact, look elsewhere after the contract expires. And therefore, says Rav Avadya Yosef, even the Chasam Sofer perhaps would agree in many contracts that arise today that both the Rav and the congregation have rights to move on after the contract expires. Now, based on this tshuva from Avad Yosef. If let's say you have a president that ends his first term, and you want to know if you're mechuyev to re-elect him, does he have rights to maintain his position for the second term? So, says Rav Avad Yosef, if the given assumption is that when you have a term, the congregation, the tzibur, the community has the right to move on and elect someone else in power after the contract expires for the first person, then in fact they could move on and they could hire someone else in his stead. However, there is a tremendous chiddush in the tshuva from Rav Moshe regarding contracts and removing a rov after the contract expires for his position of Rabbonus. And says Rav Moshe, even though the premise of both parties when entering the deal is that after the contract expires, they could move on and they could hire someone else in his stead, nevertheless, they have no right to do so unless they could prove that he wasn't doing his job properly and that he wasn't acting in a way that the Rav was supposed to act, he wasn't conducting himself properly, and that's why they feel justified in hiring someone else to replace him. However, if he can prove in Beis Din that he was acting correctly and he had no reason to be removed from position, then Beis Din, api halacha, could force the community to keep him in power in spite of the fact that the contract expired. That's the chiddush of Rav Moshe, that which we say, that both parties could move on after the contract expires, is only when the Rav wasn't acting properly, when he wasn't doing his job in an efficient way. However, if he was doing his job properly and they had no specific reason why they wanted to replace him, in that case, they have no right to do so. That's the chiddush of Rav Moshe, and that is with respect to the first aspect of our shaila, what to do after the contract expires or what to do after the first term expires of the president. Now we move on briefly to the second aspect of the shaila, and the question is, what do you do when the president or the rav does something while in power that is a violation of protocol? He does something that he wasn't supposed to do. On what grounds do we say that the congregation or the community has the right to remove him from power? So we have a halacha that appears in Hilchos Tefila, and that is the position of Chazonus. The position of Chazonus, at least in the times of Chazal and in the times of Shulchan Aruch, was considered a position of Srora. It was considered a position of power. And the halacha is that a person who was a Chazon had rights to maintain that position, and you weren't allowed to remove him from this position. Why? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, because of chashad. Because if you remove him from his position, people will come to suspect him of committing averus. They will say that the only reason possible for his removal must have been because he did something wrong. He committed some egregious violation of halacha. Therefore, we are not allowed to remove him from his power because it will lead to chashad. It will lead to people suspecting him of wrongdoing. Therefore, you have no right to remove him from power. However, what if he did commit some violation of halacha? What if he did an avera that warranted his removal? So, the halacha is, you could remove him even though he was still in his term, which is under contract, and he could have continued and maintained his position for a certain period of time had he not committed an avera. But in the event that he does commit an avera, then you could remove him. However, says the Ramah, that is if you bring to Beis Din edim that he committed the avera. And the Ramah implies that only if you have a bona fide testimony in Beis Din that he committed an avera can you remove him from power. Now this implies that if all you have are rumors that he committed some avera, that he violated protocol, that he did something wrong, that would not suffice, and you would not be able to impeach him. You would not be able to remove him from power. You need a bona fide testimony. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah only says that you need edus to remove him from his position of power if, in fact, the tzibur wants to keep him in power. And when we have Edim telling us that he did something that warranted his removal, we have to remove him in spite of the fact that the community is willing to have him maintain his position. However, if the Tzibur wants to remove him because he committed some Aveira, because he violated some prohibition, they want to remove him, then even if you don't have testimony, you could remove him as long as it is a kolo delay posik, as long as it is a rumor that has been circulating that doesn't stop, it continues unabated, and this is, says the Mishnah Berurah, for more than a day and a half. If you have a rumor that keeps on going, that keeps circulating, then you could remove him from power even if you don't have actual edim that he committed the Aveira. As long as you have a kol delay posik, as long as you have a rumor that continues unabated, then you could remove him. And says the Mishnah Berurah in Bir HaHalacha, even if only one member of the community feels that he has to be removed from his position, you do remove him if it's a kol delay posik. If it's a kol delay posik and most of the community is willing to keep him in power. But there's one member that says he wants him removed, you have to remove him if you have a kol delay posik. If you have a rumor that he did some aveira, even if you don't have an actual testimony. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if Beis Din looks into the rumor and they could trace it back to people who have an agenda and they have a particular hatred towards this president, they have a particular animosity towards this president, and we could therefore come to the conclusion that the reason why the rumor has been circulating is a result of the hatred that exists among this group of people, in that case, you can't remove him by merely having a rumor. You only can remove him with a rumor if you can't trace it to a source that has an agenda and wants him removed for some ulterior motive. However, if you know that he has enemies in town, and it's likely that they started the rumor in order to have him removed from power, in that case, you have no right, api halacha, to act based on the rumor. One final point. We mentioned that even if you don't have a bona fide testimony, as long as there's a rumor that's continuing unabated, it's a kol delay posik, you can remove him from power, and even one member of the community who objects to his position is able to remove him from power. The question is, why? In halacha, in general, we assume that you only act in Bezin based on testimony. So how come over here we don't require actual testimony, even with a rumor we could remove? So the Mishnah Berurah in Bir HaHalacha brings down an interesting svar, and that is that there's an umdana. There's an implicit das of the community when electing him in the first place, that they only want a leader to be in a position of power if, in fact, he has a reputation that they feel comfortable with. However, they never would have elected him in the first place if they would have known that there would have been this very negative rumor circulating about him, and therefore there's an umdana. We could imply from the all-encompassing haskama of the entire community that they would never have agreed in the first place to this person's election had they known that he would have been the subject of a very damaging rumor. And therefore, we could remove him in the event that a rumor does circulate, even though we don't have a bona fide testimony to the effect of him violating the particular aveira. Have yourself a wonderful day.